My phone is fine.
Thank you for calling Archdal Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is Norman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Norman. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, so last Thursday, we had our Archdal Fiber network installed, and its megabits per second doesn't reach above 300, and the upload is 16.
Wow. We definitely need to get that checked on. And what's your last name, Norman?
Sure, that's Dash. D is in David, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, C is in Charles, H is in Harry.
Thank you for that information, Norman. Could I have your service address, please?
Sure. The service address should be 460 Albany Avenue, Kingston, New York, and it should be apartment 2.
Okay. And I just need two more pieces of verification. What speed internet do you have with us?
Say that again.
What speed internet do you have with us?
I think it's like the $60 or $70 a month.
The speed.
Like you're asking, like, what is the upload that I'm getting?
No, the speed that you're, let me ask you a different verification question. What is your email address that's on file?
Oh, sure. It should be firstnamelastname@gmail.com.
And the phone number on file?
845-453-8893.
The speed, it's the one gig fiber internet.
Okay, 1 gig. Got it.
I'm just checking to see what's going on because you're not supposed to be getting that speed, so something has to be wrong.
Right, it should be faster, correct?
Yes, definitely. And what are you using to check those speeds?
I'm using Ookla speed test on both Apple iPhone and Mac desktop.
Yeah, you should definitely not be getting those speeds. All right, let's see what's going on. Are you using our modem? Because it's not pulling you up.
Oh, it's not showing we're using your modem? 1 second. Huh?
Yeah, you're not coming up in our system. Are you using our router or modem?
I see there's a black modem over here. It shows
and what about
that
the white
lights
box?
Are on. White box. I don't see a white box in my vicinity.
So you only have the black box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was I supposed to get another device?
you should have the ONT, that's the modem.
Yeah,
you
I do
should
not
have
anything but that black box.
Yeah, so you should have the white box, and then you should also have the black box, so the modem and then the router, the ONT gateway and then the router. And you say you only have the black box?
Yeah, I only have the black box. It looks like a square.
And did the technician help you to set up home pass or anything like that?
Did the technician help us set up home pass or anything, Avery? No.
Okay. It's a bit weird. Just give me a moment, please.
Thanks.
When was your installation done, on the 16th?
Yeah, last Thursday, correct. Or last Friday, sorry.
And you did not request for to use your equipment. You just wanted to use ours to get connected to the internet.
Network, Avery? My partner at the time was here and said we have a mesh network that he would prefer to use, but that's clearly not something we were supposed to do. So I believe he deferred it on accident. Hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Oh, no, sorry, the phone cut out. My apologies.
Yeah, so I'm saying that if it's the case that you're connected to your Wi-Fi mesh system, that makes sense. What I can do for you is that I can send out a technician to your location so that they can install our equipment there. It won't cost anything. We just call over a technician just to finish up the installation with our devices and make sure that you're getting the speed that you're supposed to get.
Okay, understood. Thank you for checking in on that for me. Do you know when that would be?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I could get a technician today. Give me a moment, please.
Thanks. Yeah, I saw them on the street across from us.
Let's see. You saw them today?
Yeah, they're like on the street, like right across from where we are.
They're there now, by any chance?
Like, I saw two of their trucks when I was walking my dog.
Okay.
Yeah, like they're not at our house, but there's a cul-de-sac across the street from us, and they're over there.
Okay, so today is the 20th.
Yes.
All right, so the schedule is full, but if I could know who is across from you, I could give them a call to see if they can come over. Give me a moment, please.
Let me see what street that is. One second. I'm going to look at my phone.
Yeah, if I do know the street, then I could narrow it down and try and give them a call.
Okay, so they're on Roosevelt Avenue.
Roosevelt? Okay.
Yep. You can go in the room. I'll take care of
it. Because it wouldn't be a lot of work. It's just to connect the internet to our modem and router.
Yeah, of course.
So it wouldn't take that long. It wouldn't be a full service install.
Understood. And then that brings me to my next question. How do I get my card on file?
Do you have access to the online application? E-kit?
I haven't even signed in yet to the website.
All right, no problem. What I'm going to do, I'm going to help set that up for you. I'm just trying to... Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to the technician department just to see if an exception can be made for you today. If not, then we can try for earlier tomorrow, and then
that's
I'm going
fine.
To give you a call back. As it relates to adding the card on file, I'm going to help you set up your eCare online account, all right?
Okay.
Let's see. Do you get an email from us at norman-@gmail.com? It shows that you're registered.
Let me see.
Or what you could do, could you go on archtopfiber.com?
Archtopfiber.com. Okay, one second. Okay.
And do you see where it says sign in?
Yep.
So your username is your email, so norman-@gmail.com. Show that you're registered, but you don't...
Okay.
I'm going to give you the temporary password that was given to you. So
It's
all common letters, not capital common. So A, B, C, D.
A, B, Z, D.
A, B, C, D.
Oh, A, B, C, D. Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
Exclamation sign.
Okay. Yeah, it said that I must have created one and not realized it.
Is it asking you to create a password?
No, one second. A, B, C, D. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you want me to create the password for you now?
Yeah, let's
just
do that.
Okay. Yeah, your auto pay is not enabled. Okay, let's change the password first. What would you want your password to be?
We can just do a capital A and then lowercase Z-E-R-Y B-E-R-M-A-N 3!
All right, so A as in apple, D as in dog, E as in echo, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yahoo, D as in dog, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, M A N, the number 3, and then the exclamation sign.
Very close. So it's going to be A as in a capital A as in Adam, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Ronald, Y as in Yellow, B as in Bradley, E as in Echo, R as in Ronald, M as in Mary, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, 3 exclamation point.
So it's Avery Berman, 3 exclamation?
Yep, you got it.
All right. All right, so that's saved. Okay, go ahead and try.
Okay, sure. One moment. I probably have to refresh the page. I don't know why you said, yeah, let's not use your equipment. It says it still can't log me in.
What error is it giving you?
You are unable to log in with the provided information. Please verify your login information or contact support.
Are you able to choose the forget password option? It shows it's changed,
yeah,
unless I wrote something wrong. Wait, give me a moment before you change it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just signed out and signed back in. Try it again and see if it works.
Let me see. morning-3@gmail.com AVERYBERMAN.
Oh, I think the problem is the B that I have, it's capital. Yeah.
It's capital, you said?
Yeah, the B is capital.
That's probably what it is. One moment. The V is in Victor or B is in Bradley?
B is in Bradley. So it's AVERY, so capital AVERY, capital BERMAN, 3 exclamation.
So that's what I'm doing, capital A, and then lowercase VERY, capital B, lowercase ERMAN, 3 exclamation point. I'm still getting the same error. I'm just going to reset it on my end.
Yeah, okay.
And now it's saying there's no matching account for norman-3@gmail. Unable to find a matching account. Please try again.
Norman, let's see the email that we have. Norman, norman-desch@gmail.com. Let's see, because I'm going on the website and trying to sign in, and it's allowing me. Let me just reactivate it, and then let me enter it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's not able to find me. Oh. Let me try from my desktop. It could be that the phone is cached.
Okay.
Because we lost power the other morning.
In the meantime, I'm just creating that ticket for you for the technician, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Get in here right now. All right, let's try this on here.
Is it okay if I get someone out to you tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works.
Or better yet, 1 p.m.
1 p.m. works too. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to set you up with Carl for tomorrow at 1 p.m., okay?
Yep, thank you. Yeah, it's saying that I'm not in the system.
It's saying that you're not in the system? Check
yeah.
Your email to see if you got the ArchSub Fiber Action Required email. It was sent
okay.
to you on the 1st of July.
Okay, let me take a look. March 4th, January 11th. Let me check my spam. July the 1st. Nope. Not at Norman-3.
There is a 3 at the end of your email?
Yep.
There's a problem. We
have
okay, only
sense.
Your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Yeah, it should be norman-3 at gmail.com.
There we go. Okay, let me just update it now.
Thank you.
Norman dash three. And then you wanted the B for Berman to be a common B, right?
You can leave it capitalized, I'll remember.
Okay. Okay. You can go ahead and sign in.
Okay, one moment. Okay, total due by August 31st, $79.99. Auto pay.
So if you do sign up for auto pay with using your checking or savings account, you get $10 off. If you decide and also sign up with paperless billing, and if you sign up with your credit card or debit card with the paperless billing, it's $5 off.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do the auto pay. And I just confirmed my card. I just need to put my zip code, and we'll do Norman. Debit, primary payment method, save the card. All right, auto pay options have been saved. Okay, cool. Oh, and I also see that it says apartment one on my invoice delivery. I'm apartment two.
Yeah, I think because it hasn't been updated in our address system, that is why it's showing the apartment one there. I'll make sure to have the notes added to the account to have our team change it.
Okay, understood.
All right, so I'm gonna get you scheduled for tomorrow at 1 p.m. with Carl, just to have a upgraded surface equipment.
Fantastic. And then my last question is, we, even though we won't have this mesh router anymore, the internet should be able to ping anywhere within our house, correct?
How big is your home?
It's like 500 square feet.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, that is everything. Thank you again for your time.
You're welcome. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Thanks so much. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.